Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What is going on, crypto family? So again, it's Crypto Beatles here, Robert Beatles, co-founder and builder of the Monarch Wallet, as well as, you know, Crypto Beatles on TV and YouTube, here at CoinDesk Live. And today we have with us Erhan. Tell us about yourself, man. Who are you? What do you do?
Hey, Beatles. What's up, buddy? My name's Aaron. I'm the founder and CEO of a leading blockchain PR agency called EAK Digital. We represent some of the largest projects in the space, especially Asian projects, you know, want to market in the West. So we do a bunch of stuff. I mean, obviously, PR is kind of our focus. At the same time, we work very closely with events like this and obviously talent like yourself, you know, so we really help influencers, or we really help other talent in the space, thought leaders, you know, get sponsors, get bookings, really boost their brand, and really, you know, help them elevate, you know, what they're doing in their projects as well. So that's kind of in a nutshell what we do.
Awesome, man. So I heard something about Istanbul Blockchain Week, man. Tell me about this. What is this?
Yeah, so this is like an announcement. So obviously myself, I'm half English, half Turkish. Most people can tell with the name.
You just sound smarter with that accent. I don't know. You could probably just read the ingredients off a soup can and sound smart.
Yeah, so I can do that for you as well.
See,
later on.
Later.
So we're going to launch the first ever Istanbul Blockchain Week. Being half English, half Turkish, I feel like, being like a leading agency in the space, we know some of the biggest names, some of the biggest projects, and I feel like I owe it to the Turkish community, my background, to bring the whole blockchain world to Istanbul. I know there's a couple of events there right now, but I don't believe they're really at the forefront of events like Consensus, for example. So I'm really passionate about bringing a really large-scale event to Istanbul. As we know, Turkey, I believe it's like 20% of Turkish citizens have had some exposure or own crypto. It's such a huge market, and it's just relatively untapped. We know that exchanges really want to get in there. I think BTC Turk is still the biggest one, but we know all the biggest exchanges want to get in there. And there's such a huge, diverse talent pool that's relatively cheap price. And I feel like, you know, Turkey could really help drive the kind of blockchain economy forward. So, yeah, I feel that it's going to be in April this year. Next year. We've got a nice run-up to it. So we'll be doing some side events. We'll have the main event. And, so if anyone's interested, you know, feel free to reach out to us. We can collaborate on the project.
Awesome, man. And then as far as, you know, a PR agency, man, when you think PR agencies, you think like Hollywood. You think like, you know, all the glamour and all the sexy actors and actresses and all that kind of stuff. Why blockchain, man? You're sitting up here next to a dude in a hat and a sweatshirt, right, with a beard.
Actually, we didn't start off in blockchain and crypto. We actually were doing more business and finance. We're really helping clients become thought leaders in their industries, so, you know, getting them like contributor profiles in some of the largest publications, getting them speaking at major events. And we had a client who was into crypto, and he saw the kind of results we got for him and was like, oh my gosh, you know, like, you guys really, you know, we really need credibility in this space. So he flew me out to San Francisco, he took me to an event, introduced me to everyone, and then obviously I started learning more about crypto and blockchain. And as you know, the rabbit hole is very large. We've all fallen in it. I always make the joke that, like, since I got into crypto and blockchain, my relationships have fallen off a cliff and everything else. But as you know, the technology is so potentially, you know, life-changing, for enterprise, but also for individuals. I think that I'm just so excited to be able to give these projects a voice, to really showcase their talent. You know, obviously some of the projects can be quite technical. And then if you add in like different cultures and different nationalities, it can be real jargon. So we're obviously really great at just picking out the key points that a message, you know, that project should use in their messaging, I'm very passionate about that. When we see a client on like on TV or on the radio, you know, we get really excited that we've done that. You know, I always compare it to like my other passion is soccer, right, or football, not soccer.
Yeah.
So like when I see my team score a goal, I get the same feeling like when I see a client like on a major headline. Like it's really great to see like teams grow and, you know, become really just changing their business for them.
It's awesome, man. And you just take on any project, or are you looking for like, you know, specific kinds, you know, like niche industries, or they have to meet certain criteria?
We don't take on any project. Obviously the project, we do our own due diligence before we take them on. We work with different agencies to help us do that. Of course, because we're so well connected, we usually know who are the bad actors in the space, and we obviously act accordingly. As I mentioned, we work with some of the larger projects as well. Of course, the smaller projects need the attention too. So, you know, we obviously leverage our relationships with those guys as well. And something I was just about to tell you is that obviously EAK is actually rebranding. in Delta Summit in October. And the reason we're doing that is because, you know, we've been in the space now for like coming up to, well, we've been founded for coming up to 3 years now in November, so it's our third birthday, and, you know, so we're coming out of the startup phase.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you, yeah. I'm expecting a gift from you.
Yeah, no problem. send you some Dogecoin.
Exactly, oh yeah, sure, I've got loads of that anyway.
There you go.
yeah, so I really feel that, like, you know, as a brand, we're turning from adolescent to adult because we're being mature in the space right now. Like, whilst, like I said, PR is like kind of our main KPIs, to be honest, like, you know, we connect projects to exchanges, you know, we set up big projects that want to, like, maybe have a stablecoin in their blockchain. We set up backdoor meetings just because we were always at these conferences, right?
Sure.
So yeah, so anyway, so as EAK, like, we're going to start looking at other emerging technologies as well. So that would be like AI, esports, IoT. That really fits in with kind of my own interests.
Sure.
And we're actually seeing the conference circuit now. We're seeing people, you know, actually branch out. 5G, I mean, look here, you know, there's AI,
exactly,
5G.
Man. IoT, all this.
It wouldn't make sense for EAK not to open our doors to those partners. And ultimately, we'll be able to do a better job for our clients because we'll have a broader reach of journalists and reporters that can really help, you know, get our clients' message out there.
Awesome, man. And where can people go to find out more about you, or, you know, maybe check you out, maybe see if you want to work for them?
Yeah, sure. So you just can go to eakdigital.com. You can also check out our YouTube channel because we've done interviews, like 60 or so. It's EAK TV. Our Twitter's at EAK_digital. So yeah, check us out. Like, if you're really looking for, you know, mainstream exposure for your blockchain project, like, come and talk to us.
Well, thank you, Mr. Goslin. Doesn't look like Ryan Goslin. Especially after a few drinks, the girls are always, you know, probably hitting on you, right? How many autographs, how many pictures and stuff you have to do with the ladies?
Yeah, it happens sometimes. Yeah, I get that a lot. But yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, if you could be any actor for a day, any actor, you could just walk around like them, who would it be and why?
That's a good question. I think I would be Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's just hilarious. Like, I just, you know, like, sometimes, you know, after, as you said, after a few drinks, I'm fully acting like him anyway. So, yeah, Mr. Bean, I think, would just be hilarious. And I grew up, he was like a childhood hero of mine. So, I just, yeah, Mr. Bean.
Awesome. So, Ryan Gosling, Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
We're on with EAK. Thanks a bunch, buddy.
Cheers.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.